Jeremiah chapter 17. The sin of Judah is written with a pen of iron and with the point of a diamond. It is engraved upon the table of their heart and upon the horns of your altars. While their children remember their altars and their groves by the green trees upon the high hills, O my mountain in the field, I will give your substance and all your treasures to the spoil, and your high places for sin throughout all your borders. And you, even yourself, will discontinue from your heritage that I gave you, and I will cause you to serve your enemies in the land which you know not, for you have kindled a fire in my anger, which shall burn for ever. Thus says Yahweh, cursed be the man that trusts in man and makes flesh his arm, and whose heart departs from Yahweh. For he shall be like the destitute in the desert, and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land and not inhabited. Blessed is the man that trusts in Yahweh, and whose hope Yahweh is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreads out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat comes, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be afraid in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, Yahweh, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways, and according to the fruit of his doings. As the partridge sits on eggs and hatches them not, so he that gets riches and not by right shall leave them in the midst of his days, and at his end shall be a fool. A glorious high throne from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary. O Yahweh, the hope of Israel, all that forsake you shall be ashamed, and they that depart from me shall be written in the earth, because they have forsaken Yahweh, the fountain of living waters. Heal me, O Yahweh, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise. Behold, they say to me, where is the word of Yahweh? Let it come now. As for me, I have not hastened from being a pastor to follow you, neither have I desired the woeful day. You know that which came out of my lips was right before you. Be not a terror to me. You are my hope in the day of evil. Let them be confounded that persecute me, but let not me be confounded. Let them be dismayed, but let not me be dismayed. Bring upon them the day of evil, and destroy them with double destruction. Thus said Yahweh to me, go and stand in the gate of the children of the people, whereby the kings of Judah come in, and by which they go out, and in all the gates of Jerusalem. And say to them, hear you the word of Yahweh, you kings of Judah, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem that enter in by these gates. Thus says Yahweh, take heed to yourselves, and bear no burden on the Sabbath day, nor bring it in by the gates of Jerusalem. Neither carry forth a burden out of your houses on the Sabbath day, neither do you any work, but hallow you the Sabbath day, as I commanded your fathers. But they obeyed not, neither inclined their ear, but made their neck stiff, that they might not hear, nor receive instruction. And it shall come to pass, if you diligently listen to me, says Yahweh, to bring in no burden through the gates of this city on the Sabbath day, but hallow the Sabbath day, to do no work therein, then shall there enter into the gates of this city kings and princes sitting upon the throne of David, riding in chariots and on horses, they and their princes, the men of Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and this city shall remain for ever. And they shall come from the cities of Judah, and from the places about Jerusalem, and from the land of Benjamin, and from the plain, and from the mountains, and from the south, bringing burnt offerings and sacrifices, and meat offerings and incense, and bringing sacrifices of praise unto the house of Yahweh. But if you will not listen to me to hallow the Sabbath day, and not to bear a burden, even entering in at the gates of Jerusalem on the Sabbath day, then will I kindle a fire in the gates thereof, and it shall devour the palaces of Jerusalem, and it shall not be quenched. Jeremiah chapter 18. The word which came to Jeremiah from Yahweh, saying, "Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words." Then I went down to the potter's house, and, behold, he worked a work on the wheels, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, "O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, says Yahweh? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. At what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom, to pluck up and to pull down and to destroy it, if that nation against whom I have pronounced turns from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them. And at what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom, to build and to plant it, if it does evil in my sight, that it obeys not my voice, then I will repent of the good with which I said I would benefit them. Now therefore go to speak to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, Thus says Yahweh, behold, I frame evil against you and devise a device against you. Return you now every one from his evil way, and make your ways and your doings good. And they said, There is no hope, but we will walk after our own devices, and we will every one do the imagination of his evil heart. Therefore thus says Yahweh, Ask you now among the heathen, who has heard such things? The virgin of Israel has done a very horrible thing. Will a man leave the snow of Lebanon, which comes from the rock of the field, or shall the cold flowing waters that come from another place be forsaken? Because my people has forgotten me, they have burned incense to vanity, and they have caused them to stumble in their ways from the ancient paths, to walk in paths in a way not cast up. To make their land desolate and a perpetual hissing, every one that passes thereby shall be astonished and wag his head. I will scatter them as with an east wind before the enemy. I will show them the back and not the face in the day of their calamity. Then said they, Come, and let us devise devices against Jeremiah, for the law shall not perish from the priest, nor counsel from the wise, nor the word from the prophet. Come, and let us smite him with the tongue, and let us not give heed to any of his words. Give heed to me, O Yahweh, and listen to the voice of them that contend with me. Shall evil be recompense for good? For they have dug a pit for my soul. Remember that I stood before you to speak good for them, and to turn away your wrath from them. Therefore deliver up their children to the famine, and pour out their blood by the force of the sword, and let their wives be bereaved of their children, and be widows, and let their men be put to death, let their young men be slain by the sword in battle. Let a cry be heard from their houses when you shall bring a troop suddenly upon them, for they have dug a pit to take me, and hidden snares for my feet. Yet, Yahweh, you know all their counsel against me to slay me. Forgive not their iniquity, neither blot out their sin from your sight, but let them be overthrown before you. Deal thus with them in the time of your anger. Jeremiah chapter 19. Thus says Yahweh, Go and get a potter's earthen bottle, and take of the ancients of the people and of the ancients of the priests, and go forth unto the valley of the son of Hinnom, which is by the entry of the east gate, and proclaim there the words that I shall tell you. And say, Hear you the word of Yahweh, O kings of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, the God of Israel, Behold, I will bring evil upon this place, the which whoever hears his ears shall tingle, because they have forsaken me, and have estranged this place, and have burned incense in it unto other gods, whom neither they nor their fathers have known, nor the kings of Judah, and have filled this place with the blood of innocents. They have built also the high places of Baal, to burn their sons with fire for burnt offerings to Baal, which I commanded not, nor spoke it, neither came it into my mind. Therefore, behold, the days come, says Yahweh, that this place shall no more be called Tophet, nor the valley of the son of Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter. And I will make void the council of Judah and Jerusalem in this place, and I will cause them to fall by the sword before their enemies, and by the hands of them that seek their lives, and their carcasses will I give to be meat for the fowls of the heaven, and for the beasts of the earth. And I will make this city desolate, and a hissing. Every one that passes thereby shall be astonished, and hiss, because of all the plagues thereof. And I will cause them to eat the flesh of their sons, and the flesh of their daughters, and they shall eat every one the flesh of his friend, in the siege and distress with which their enemies, and they that seek their lives, shall oppress them. Then shall you break the bottle in the sight of the men that go with you, and shall say to them, Thus says Yahweh of hosts, Even so will I break this people and this city, as one breaks a potter's vessel that cannot be made whole again, and they shall bury them in Tophet, till there is no place to bury. Thus will I do to this place, says Yahweh, and to the inhabitants thereof, and even make this city as Tophet. And the houses of Jerusalem and the houses of the kings of Judah shall be defiled as the place of Tophet, because of all the houses upon whose roofs they have burned incense to all the hosts of heaven, and have poured out drink offerings unto other gods. Then came Jeremiah from Tophet, where Yahweh had sent him to prophesy, and he stood in the court of Yahweh's house and said to all the people, Thus says Yahweh of hosts, the God of Israel, Behold, I will bring upon this city and upon all her towns all the evil that I have pronounced against it, because they have hardened their necks that they might not hear my words. Jeremiah chapter 20. Now Pasha, the son of Immer the priest, who was also chief governor in the house of Yahweh, heard that Jeremiah prophesied these things. Then Pasha smote Jeremiah the prophet, and put him in the stocks that were in the high gate of Benjamin, which was by the house of Yahweh. And it came to pass on the next day that Pasha brought forth Jeremiah out of the stocks. Then said Jeremiah to him, Yahweh has not called your name Pasha, but Magormisabib. For thus says Yahweh, Behold, I will make you a terror to yourself and to all your friends. They shall fall by the sword of their enemies, and your eyes shall behold it. And I will give all Judah into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall carry them captive into Babylon, and shall slay them with the sword. Moreover, I will deliver all the strength of this city, and all the labours thereof, and all the precious things thereof, and all the treasures of the kings of Judah will I give into the hand of their enemies, which shall spoil them, and take them, and carry them to Babylon. And you, Pasha, and all that dwell in your house shall go into captivity, and you shall come to Babylon, and there you shall die, and shall be buried there, you and all your friends to whom you have prophesied lies. O Yahweh, you have deceived me, and I was deceived. You are stronger than I, and have prevailed. I am in derision daily, everyone mocks me. For since I spoke, I cried out, I cried violence and spoil, because the word of Yahweh was made a reproach unto me, and a derision daily. Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak his name, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in my heart, as a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. For I heard the defaming of many, fear on every side, report, say they, and we will report it. All my familiars watched for my halting, saying, Perhaps he will be enticed, and we shall prevail against him, and we shall take our revenge on him. But Yahweh is with me as a mighty terrible one, therefore my persecutors shall stumble, and they shall not prevail, they shall be greatly ashamed, for they shall not prosper, their everlasting confusion shall never be forgotten. But, O Yahweh of hosts, that try the righteous, and see the reins and the heart, let me see your vengeance on them, for unto you have I opened my cause. Sing unto Yahweh, praise you, Yahweh, for he has delivered the soul of the poor from the hand of evildoers. Cursed be the day wherein I was born, let not the day wherein my mother bore me be blessed. Cursed be the man who brought tidings to my father, saying, a man-child is born to you, making him very glad. And let that man be as the cities which Yahweh overthrew, and repented not, and let him hear the cry in the morning, and the shouting at noontime, because he slew me not from the womb, or that my mother might have been my grave, and her womb to be always pregnant with me. Why came I forth out of the womb to see labour and sorrow, that my days should be consumed with shame? Jeremiah chapter 21. The word which came to Jeremiah from Yahweh, when King Zedekiah sent to him Pashur the son of Melchiah and Zephaniah the son of Maaseiah the priest, saying, inquire, I pray you, of Yahweh for us, for Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, makes war against us, if so be that Yahweh will deal with us according to all his wondrous works, that he may go up from us. Then said Jeremiah to them, thus shall you say to Zedekiah, thus says Yahweh God of Israel, behold, I will turn back the weapons of war that are in your hands, with which you fight against the king of Babylon and against the Chaldeans, which besiege you outside the walls, and I will assemble them into the midst of this city. And I myself will fight against you with an outstretched hand and with a strong arm, even in anger and in fury and in great wrath. And I will smite the inhabitants of this city, both man and beast. They shall die of a great pestilence. And afterwards, says Yahweh, I will deliver Zedekiah, king of Judah, and his servants, and the people, and such as are left in this city, from the pestilence, from the sword, and from the famine, into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and into the hand of their enemies, and into the hand of those that seek their life. And he shall smite them with the edge of the sword. He shall not spare them, neither have pity, nor have mercy. And to this people you shall say, thus says Yahweh, behold, I set before you the way of life and the way of death. He that stays in this city shall die by the sword, and by the famine, and by the pestilence. But he that goes out and falls to the Chaldeans that besiege you, he shall live, and his life shall be to him for a prey. For I have set my face against this city for evil and not for good, says Yahweh. It shall be given into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall burn it with fire. And touching the house of the king of Judah, say, hear you the word of Yahweh. O house of David, thus says Yahweh, execute judgment in the morning, and deliver him that is spoiled out of the hand of the oppressor, lest my fury goes out like fire, and burn so that none can quench it, because of the evil of your doings. Behold, I am against you, O inhabitant of the valley and rock of the plain, says Yahweh, which say, who shall come down against us, or who shall enter into our habitations? But I will punish you according to the fruit of your doings, says Yahweh, and I will kindle a fire in the forest thereof, and it shall devour all things round about it. Jeremiah chapter 22. Thus says Yahweh, go down to the house of the king of Judah and speak there this word, and say, hear the word of Yahweh, O king of Judah, that sits upon the throne of David, you and your servants and your people that enter in by these gates. Thus says Yahweh, execute you judgment and righteousness, and deliver the spoiled out of the hand of the oppressor, and do no wrong, do no violence to the stranger, the fatherless, nor the widow, neither shed innocent blood in this place. For if you do this thing indeed, then shall there enter in by the gates of this house kings sitting upon the throne of David, riding in chariots and on horses, he and his servants and his people. But if you will not hear these words, I swear by myself, says Yahweh, that this house shall become a desolation. For thus says Yahweh to the king's house of Judah, you are Gilead unto me, and the head of Lebanon. Yet surely I will make you a wilderness, and cities which are not inhabited. and I will prepare destroyers against you, every one with his weapons, and they shall cut down your choice cedars and cast them into the fire. And many nations shall pass by this city, and they shall say every man to his neighbour, Why has Yahweh done thus unto this great city? Then they shall answer, Because they have forsaken the covenant of Yahweh their God, and worshipped other gods, and served them. Weep you not for the dead, neither bemoan him, but weep sorrowfully for him that goes away, for he shall return no more, nor see his native country. For thus says Yahweh, touching Shallum, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, which reigned instead of Josiah his father, which went forth out of this place, he shall not return there any more. But he shall die in the place where they have led him captive, and shall see this land no more. Woe unto him that builds his house by unrighteousness, and his chambers by wrong, that uses his neighbour's service without wages, and gives him not for his work. That says, I will build me a wide house and large chambers, and cuts him out windows, and is panelled with cedar, and painted with bright red. Shall you reign because you close yourself in cedar? Did not your father eat and drink, and do judgment and justice, and then it was well with him? He judged the cause of the poor and needy, then it was well with him. Was not this to know me, says Yahweh? But your eyes and your heart are not but for your covetousness, and for to shed innocent blood, and for oppression, and for violence to do it. Therefore, thus says Yahweh concerning Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah. They shall not lament for him, saying, Ah, my brother, or Ah, my sister. They shall not lament for him, saying, Ah, Lord, or Ah, his glory. He shall be buried with the burial of a donkey, drawn and cast forth beyond the gates of Jerusalem. Go up to Lebanon, and cry, and lift up your voice in Bashan, and cry from the passages, for all your lovers are destroyed. I spoke to you in your prosperity, but you said, I will not hear. This has been your manner from your youth, that you obeyed not my voice. The wind shall eat up all your pastors, and your lovers shall go into captivity. Surely then shall you be ashamed and confounded for all your wickedness. O inhabitant of Lebanon, that make your nest in the cedars, how gracious shall you be when pangs come upon you, the pain as of a woman in labour. As I live, says Yahweh, though Coniah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, were a signet upon my right hand, yet would I pluck you therefrom, and I will give you into the hand of them that seek your life, and into the hand of them whose face you fear, even into the hand of Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, and into the hand of the Chaldeans. And I will cast you out, and your mother that bore you, into another country, where you were not born, and there shall you die. But to the land whereunto they desire to return, there shall they not return. Is this man Coniah a despised broken idol? Is he a vessel wherein is no pleasure? Therefore are they cast out, he and his seed, and are cast into a land which they know not. O earth, 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 hear the word of Yahweh. Thus says Yahweh, write to you this man as childless, a man that shall not prosper in his days, for no man of his seed shall prosper, sitting upon the throne of David, and ruling any more in Judah. Jeremiah chapter 23. Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, says Yahweh. Therefore thus says Yahweh, God of Israel, against the pastors that feed my people, you have scattered my flock, and driven them away, and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doings, says Yahweh. And I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries where I have driven them, and will bring them again to their folds, and they shall be fruitful and increase. And I will set up shepherds over them, which shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking, says Yahweh. Behold, the days come, says Yahweh, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment, and and justice in the earth. In his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely, and this is his name whereby he shall be called, Yahweh our righteousness. Therefore, behold, the days come, says Yahweh, that they shall no more say, Yahweh lives, which brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, but Yahweh lives, which brought up, and which led the seed of the house of Israel out of the north country, and from all countries where I had driven them, and they shall dwell in their own land. My heart within me is broken because of the prophets, all my bones shake, I am like a drunken man, and like a man whom wine has overcome, because of Yahweh and because of the words of his holiness. For the land is full of adulterers, for because of swearing the land mourns, the pleasant places of the wilderness are dried up, and their course is evil, and their force is not right. For both prophet and priest are profane, yes, in my house have I found their wickedness, says Yahweh. Therefore their way shall be to them as slippery ways in the darkness. They shall be driven on and fall therein, for I will bring evil upon them, even the year of their visitation, says Yahweh. And I have seen folly in the prophets of Samaria. They prophesied in Baal and caused my people Israel to err. I have seen also in the prophets of Jerusalem a horrible thing. They commit adultery and walk in lies. They strengthen also the hands of evildoers, that none does return from his wickedness. They are all of them to me as Sodom, and the inhabitants thereof as Gomorrah. Therefore, thus says Yahweh of hosts, concerning the prophets, behold, I will feed them with wormwood and make them drink the water of gall, for from the prophets of Jerusalem has profaneness gone forth into all the land. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, listen not to the words of the prophets that prophesy to you. They make you vain. They speak a vision of their own heart and not out of the mouth of Yahweh. They say still unto them that despise me, Yahweh has said, you shall have peace. And they say unto every one that walks after the imagination of his own heart, no evil shall come upon you. For who has stood in the counsel of Yahweh and has perceived and heard his word? Who has marked his word and heard it? Behold, a whirlwind of Yahweh has gone forth in fury, even a grievous whirlwind. It shall fall grievously upon the head of the wicked. The anger of Yahweh shall not return until he has executed, until he has performed the thoughts of his heart. In the latter days you shall consider it perfectly. I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. Am I a God at hand, says Yahweh, and not a God afar off? Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, says Yahweh? Do not I fill heaven and earth, says Yahweh? I have heard what the prophets said, that prophecy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed, I have dreamed. How long shall this be in the heart of the prophets that prophecy lies? Yes, they are prophets of the deceit of their own heart, which think to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams, which they tell every man to his neighbour, as their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal. The prophet that has a dream, let him tell a dream, and he that has my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff to the wheat, says Yahweh? Is not my word like as a fire, says Yahweh, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces? Therefore, behold, I am against the prophets, says Yahweh, that steal my words, every one from his neighbour. Behold, I am against the prophets, says Yahweh, that use their tongues and say, he says. Behold, I am against them that prophesy false dreams, says Yahweh, and do tell them and cause my people to err by their lies and by their lightness. Yet I sent them not, nor commanded them. Therefore they shall not profit this people at all, says Yahweh. And when this people, or the prophet, or a priest shall ask you, saying, What is the burden of Yahweh? You shall then say to them, What burden? I will even forsake you, says Yahweh. And as for the prophet and the priest and the people that shall say, The burden of Yahweh, I will even punish that man and his house. Thus shall you say, Every one to his neighbour, and every one to his brother, What has Yahweh answered, and what has Yahweh spoken? And the burden of Yahweh shall you mention no more, for every man's word shall be his burden, for you have perverted the words of the living God, of Yahweh of hosts, our God. Thus shall you say to the prophet, What has Yahweh answered you, and what has Yahweh spoken? But since you say, The burden of Yahweh, therefore thus says Yahweh, because you say this word, The burden of Yahweh, and I have sent to you, saying, You shall not say the burden of Yahweh, therefore behold, I, even I, will utterly forget you, and I will forsake you, and the city that I gave you, and your fathers, and cast you out of my presence. And I will bring an everlasting reproach upon you, and a perpetual shame, which shall not be forgotten. Jeremiah chapter 24. Yahweh showed me, and behold, two baskets of figs were set before the temple of Yahweh after that Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, had carried away captive Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, and the princes of Judah, with the carpenters and smiths from Jerusalem, and had brought them to Babylon. One basket had very good figs, even like the figs that are first ripe, and the other basket had very naughty figs, which could not be eaten, they were so bad. Then said Yahweh to me, What see you, Jeremiah? And I said, Figs, the good figs very good, and the evil very evil, that cannot be eaten, they are so evil. Again the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Thus says Yahweh, the God of Israel, Like these good figs, so will I acknowledge them that are carried away captive from Judah, whom I have sent out of this place into the land of the Chaldeans, for their good. For I will set my eyes upon them for good, and I will bring them again to this land, and I will build them and not pull them down, and I will plant them and not pluck them up, and I will give them a heart to know me, that I am Yahweh, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God, for they shall return to me with their whole heart. And as the evil figs, which cannot be eaten, they are so evil, surely thus says Yahweh, so will I give Zedekiah the king of Judah, and his princes, and the residue of Jerusalem that remain in this land, and them that dwell in the land of Egypt, and I will deliver them to be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth for their hurt, to be a reproach and a proverb, a taunt and a curse, in all places where I shall drive them. And I will send the sword, the famine, and the pestilence among them, till they are consumed from off the land that I gave to them and to their fathers. Jeremiah chapter 25. The word that came to Jeremiah concerning all the people of Judah in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, that was the first year of Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, the word that the which Jeremiah the prophet spoke to all the people of Judah and to all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, From the 13th year of Josiah the son of Amon, king of Judah, even unto this day, that is the 23rd year, the word of Yahweh has come to me, and I have spoken to you, rising early and speaking, but you have not listened. And Yahweh has sent to you all his servants, the prophets, rising early and sending them, but you have not listened, nor inclined your ear to hear. They said, Turn you again now, every one from his evil way, and from the evil of your doings, and dwell in the land that Yahweh has given to you, and to your fathers for ever and ever. And go not after other gods to serve them, and to worship them, and provoke me not to anger with the works of your hands, and I will do you no hurt. Yet you have not listened to me, says Yahweh, that you might provoke me to anger with the works of your hands to your own hurt. Therefore, thus says Yahweh of hosts, because you have not heard my words, behold, I will send and take all the families of the north, says Yahweh, and Nebuchadrezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and will bring them against this land, and against the inhabitants thereof, and against all these nations round about, and will utterly destroy them, and make them an astonishment, and a hissing, and perpetual desolations. Moreover, I will take from them the voice of joy, and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom, and the voice of the bride, the sound of the millstones, and the light of the candle, and this whole land shall be a desolation and an astonishment, and these nations shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years. And it shall come to pass, when 70 years are accomplished, that I will punish the king of Babylon and that nation, says Yahweh, for their iniquity and the land of the Chaldeans, and will make it perpetual desolations. And I will bring upon that land all my words which I have pronounced against it, even all that is written in this book, which Jeremiah has prophesied against all the nations. For many nations and great kings shall serve themselves of them also, and I will recompense them according to their deeds and according to the works of their own hands. For thus says Yahweh God of Israel to me, take the wine cup of this fury at my hand, and cause all the nations to whom I send you to drink it. And they shall drink and be moved and be mad because of the sword that I will send among them. Then took I the cup at Yahweh's hand, and made all the nations to drink, to whom Yahweh had sent me, that is Jerusalem, and the cities of Judah, and the kings thereof, and the princes thereof, to make them a desolation, an astonishment, a hissing, and a curse, as it is this day. Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and his servants, and his princes, and all his people, and all the mingled people, and all the kings of the land of us, and all the kings of the land of the Philistines, and Ashkelon, and Azza, and Ekron, and the remnant of Ashdod, Edom, and Moab, and the children of Ammon, and all the kings of Tyrus, and all the kings of Sidon, and the kings of the isles which are beyond the sea, Dedan, and Temah, and Buz, and all that are in the utmost corners, and all the kings of Arabia, and all the kings of the mingled people that dwell in the desert, and all the kings of Zimri, and all the kings of Elam, and all the kings of the Medes, and all the kings of the north, far and near, one with another, and all the kingdoms of the world which are upon the face of the earth, and the king of Sheshak shall drink after them. Therefore you shall say to them, thus says Yahweh of hosts, the God of Israel, drink you, and be drunken, and spew, and fall, and rise no more, because of the sword which I will send among you. And it shall be, if they refuse to take the cup at your hand to drink, then shall you say to them, thus says Yahweh of hosts, you shall certainly drink. For lo, I begin to bring evil on the city which is called by my name, and should you be utterly unpunished. You shall not be unpunished, for I will call for a sword upon all the inhabitants of the earth, says Yahweh of hosts. Therefore prophesy you against them all these words, and say to them, Yahweh shall roar. Therefore prophesy you against them all these words, and say to them, Yahweh shall roar from on high, and utter his voice from his holy habitation. He shall mightily roar upon his habitation. He shall give a shout, as they that tread the grapes, against all the inhabitants of the earth. A noise shall come even to the ends of the earth, for Yahweh has a controversy with the nations. He will plead with all flesh. He will give them that are wicked to the sword, says Yahweh. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, behold, evil shall go forth from nation to nation, and a great whirlwind shall be raised up from the coasts of the earth. And the slain of Yahweh shall be at that day from one end of the earth even to the other end of the earth. They shall not be lamented, neither gathered nor buried. They shall be dung upon the ground. Howl, you shepherds, and cry, and wallow yourselves in the ashes, you principal of the flock, for the days of your slaughter and of your dispersions are accomplished, and you shall fall like a pleasant vessel. and the shepherds shall have no way to flee, nor the principal of the flock to escape. A voice of the cry of the shepherds and a howling of the principal of the flock shall be heard, for Yahweh has spoiled their pasture. And the peaceable habitations are cut down because of the fierce anger of Yahweh. He has forsaken his den as the lion, for their land is desolate because of the fierceness of the oppressor and because of his fierce anger.